Hello, and welcome to LCA, Lights, Camera, Action, the podcast where three idiots talk about movies. Today, we're actually going to finally be talking about TV shows in this part two of what I like to call the Bat-isode, because we're going to be talking about some Batman shit. Batman, Ty's groping my balls.
Not exactly, guys. It's just in the air. Everybody calm down.
No, don't calm down.
All right. We're just going to talk about Batman movies and shows across the ages.
We're talking about DCAU, which stands for DC Animated Universe stuff as well. So, like, just everything Batman. Except comics.
Yeah.
Which are very good as well.
We don't talk about those.
Let's begin with the very first Batman movie, The Batman with Michael Keaton. And honestly, it's a classic. It's great.
You've seen this one.
I have seen this
one. You have seen this one.
I haven't seen the other three old ones, but I have seen this
one. These are just so hard to open. I still don't know how to open them.
I like the Joker.
I got it. You can't open them.
I like the Joker in this one. Yeah, that was my statement. I like it.
You just like it.
Yeah.
It's a start. There's a lot of things like critical inaccuracies in this movie about Batman, but it's not bad by all
means. But it's Michael Keaton.
Yeah, well, Michael Keaton's not really that big of an actor anyways.
So good though.
Yeah, I guess.
Next.
Wait. Leia, have you seen this movie?
No.
Okay, well, let's give it a rating then, Ty.
6, 7.
I'll give it a 5.
Whoa. All right. Batman Returns. With Danny DeVito!
I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay, so I haven't seen this one.
I don't know how I feel about this.
This is mostly gonna be Jackson.
The Catwoman's okay in this. Better than... And I went... Never mind, that's not gonna say better. Magic.
I've become so good at this now.
Penguin as Danny DeVito, pretty good. Like, it's creepy because of the fact that it is directed by, what's his face? The guy that made...
Tim Burton,
yeah. So it's, like, obviously a Tim Burton movie, so... Like, it seems like that would be a good fit for Batman, but it's just almost too cartoonish in its nature that I don't really like it. So I'll give that also a 5 out of 10.
Batman Forever.
This is an atrocity to Batman.
This is so funny, though.
This is...
That poster looks hilarious.
It is an atrocity. So bad. It is so...
It's fan-flippin-tastic.
It is so bad. Don't even...
No, it's funny.
Jim Carrey is not a good...
I know,
Riddler.
It's funny because it's bad.
Okay, Jim Carrey, not a good Riddler.
Yeah.
What's his face as Two-Face? Not a good Two-Face. What's her face as Poison Ivy? Not a good Poison Ivy.
What's his name is Robin.
He's actually not bad.
No, Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, he's not actually bad. He's actually pretty good. They just made him... They got a 20-year-old actor to play a 13-year-old kid.
Let him go.
Is also not great. Anything about this is not great.
It's just gross.
It's gross. Yeah. I will also give this one... I'll give this one a 4 out of 10.
4. All right.
There you go.
Next is the most famous, the beautiful, the one and only Batman Returns.
This is Bat Nipples Batman.
Bat Nipples!
Yeah!
Bat Nipples! Leia, do you want to just talk about the costume for one moment, please?
Why? Why are the nipples?
Okay, so not only this, but they gave Robin bat nipples, and they gave Batgirl bat nipples.
What the fuck?
Poison Ivy was an atrocity. Actually, why can't I think of his name?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I remember the Arnold. Arnold Schwarzenegger actually does not do a bad job of Mr. Freeze.
Bat nipples. What?
I'm surprised that none of you have seen this.
I have not.
I apologize to the listeners because this is just going to be me talking basically the entire time.
Yeah. We'll get to it. I'll talk.
Yeah,
I'll
I know.
Talk to
I know.
It.
We'll get there.
6 out of 10.
All right. Wait, 6?
6 out of 10.
So how the hell is it better than the first Batman?
Bat nipples.
Bat nipples! They're so weird, though.
Who you know this is like one of the lowest rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes in superhero movies
literally
ever.
Literally don't even care.
But who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know. I don't know.
Alrighty, next is actually the good stuff that I actually watch and like and love. And it's Christian Bale. And
Batman Begins.
This movie's so good.
Wait, have you seen this one?
You haven't seen Batman Begins? You're kidding. With Scarecrow?
You're kidding. You've at least seen The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger.
I wasn't paying attention, but yeah.
We're watching that after this.
No, we're not.
We're definitely not.
We definitely are. No. All right. I love Scarecrow. I'm biased. He's like one of my favorite Batman villains.
Why though?
Because I like, fear is an interesting topic. And I think they did it really well in this movie.
How? He's barely in the movie. He's not even like the main villain of the movie.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, Ra's al Ghul is.
No, he's more Dark Knight Rises, bro.
No, he's definitely the main villain of this movie. Ra's al Ghul is not even in.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is. He comes back.
No, he's not.
He's dead, but like he's like a vision.
He's a vision. He's a hallucination. Doesn't even count.
But like Scarecrow's so cool in this movie though.
He is. It's just
he's such a good actor too.
I agree. No, he's incredible,
dude. And like this is honestly just a great reboot of Batman.
Yeah, okay, this movie brought superhero movies back. This was the age of superhero movies once again.
This was like 2005.
Yeah, because this movie, if I think that if these movies did not come out, then superhero movies as a whole would not be what they are today. Because, like, I don't know, like Batman has been rebooted so many times, and yet they finally got it right. They finally got it right.
Finally. Sorry, we're playing with Pop-Its.
I'm going to hurt you.
We're playing with Pop-Its, and it's very funny.
Stop going through that drawer.
Next.
Please.
Is the best.
The greatest.
It is the best Batman movie.
Okay, actually, best Joker, not my favorite Batman movie, though.
It's the best Batman movie.
The
Dark Knight is just perfect in every way.
I agree.
It's incredible.
Leia, you are an atrocity.
I could go on and on about this movie.
No, we are going to go on and on because look at where we're at.
No, I know.
We have 7 minutes.
No, I know. I will go on.
Okay, let's go on and on and on.
So, first, Heath Ledger is one of the most incredible actors ever to have lived ever.
Okay, so you know how there's that rumor that he, like, committed suicide?
Yeah.
Because of this? That's totally not true.
Oh, I didn't know.
Most people think that. So, I've read things and I've watched videos about it. And so, it's not because of this movie. Like, he definitely had to get into a dark place, but, like, it's not the reason. Like, he was just, like, addicted to, like, not necessarily addicted to drugs, but, like, he was addicted to, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, he mixed two drugs that shouldn't have been mixed together, and he just overdosed on it because he shouldn't have mixed them together. It had nothing to do with him being the Joker, because he was a really good guy on set and off set, and his sister that had seen him very recently before he died, she was the last person to see him before he died, she said that he was really happy, like, he didn't say anything, which normally if he, like, was sad that he would say anything, and so, like, it has nothing to do with him being the Joker, and so, like, that's just a rumor. It's just because media wanted to, like, portray to something more.
Seriously, though, he does such a
fantastic
job.
He does an amazing job. The costume in this movie is actually pretty good.
I love the Joker costume in this movie.
Not just the Joker. I'm talking Batman, too.
The Batman's costume was pretty good in this.
It's not great, but it's fine. It's better.
I don't love the gold belt. It always bothers me. But
this doesn't have the gold belt.
It does.
No, it's black in the second movie.
It's not.
It's literally black.
It's not.
It actually
it's
is.
Black.
It's not.
It's black. That's a black belt.
It's a black
right
belt.
Right there. That is not. That's
okay,
like
then
gold.
It's bronze. It's dark bronze then.
Yeah, still.
It's not a
gold. It's not gold. It's not bright yellow.
My favorite scene in the entire movie is, it's pretty popular scene, but it's when there's the two different sets of people on the boats. And I'll explain it just briefly. First, it's like the criminals on a boat. And then there's the regular people on a boat. And Joker sets explosives to both boats. Yeah. but they give the detonator to the other boat, to the opposite boat.
And
so they can blow each other up so the other one doesn't die. But if nobody blows anyone up, they both die.
Yeah.
And if they try to get off the boat, then they both blow up.
I think that that scene also perfectly captures the Joker. Because the whole point of the Joker is not only that just that he's this, like, crazy criminal villain, but it shows that he knows the psychology of
people.
Of people, yeah. He's, like, he's more of a psychological villain.
It's the greatest thing to see the civilians, specifically the civilians, not the criminals, to be like, no, blow them up. They are horrible people.
But then the
and
criminals,
how shallow they are, and the criminals...
They realize that they deserve to die.
Yeah, this one guy...
The big guy.
Yeah, he takes the detonator and throws it out the window.
Because he's like, we're not going to do that.
Which is the greatest thing, because this is a Batman movie, and this has no Batman in the entire, like... portion of like yeah, this, 5 minutes. It's in
well no he is it cuts back and forth between well, Batman fighting but
like it's
a good scene without Batman.
It's such an intense scene, and it really shows like other characters than just Batman fighting Joker.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and yeah. It's excellent.
Also, one of the best scenes is the scene that Heath Ledger won his Oscar for being the Joker for, and that is the scene of Joker in the like being interrogated by Batman.
Such a good scene,
because right? So fun fact about that scene, Heath Ledger actually let...
Christian Bale punch him. Yeah, he's like, punch me, please.
He's like, punch me, I want to feel it. And so, like, you can see him wincing at the pain, and yet he laughs through it. Because, like, it's not just that he doesn't feel the pain, it's he That's does so feel good. The pain, and yet he laughs in the face
it's
of
so
it.
It's so good.
It shows the true psychology of Joker, and it shows how, like, crazy he really is.
Seriously, this movie's amazing. It's kind of incredible.
It's better than Batman Begins 100 times full. Like, 100-fold.
It is the best Batman movie.
Also, people were appeased. Like, they were so upset that Heath Ledger was chosen to be the Joker.
Why?
Because he's this rom-com star. Like, he's in rom-coms all the time.
Right.
And so, like, people were like, this guy is not the guy that's going to play the Joker. And yet, after his performance, people were like, damn, that is a guy that was made to play the Joker.
He's incredible.
It was so incredible. But can we also talk about Batman? Like, Heath Ledger's not the only good part about that movie.
Batman's good.
I think that he does a really good job. He's not the best Batman, because I personally think that Robert Pattinson is the best Batman, which we talked about in our last
episode. Shameless plug. Go check it out.
That was not a shameless plug. I don't know why they'd be listening to this.
Yeah, it'll literally say Batisode
part two.
It is part two?
Who watches part one?
Part two
before part one.
Because, me.
If you're doing that, then... shame on you.
Cringe.
Yeah, Ty. Cringe.
Seriously, this movie is like a 10 out of 10. It is beautiful.
I would agree with that.
It's just amazing.
I would honestly agree with that. 10 out of 10. It's so good.
Freaking good.
I wasn't paying attention.
Next is the sequel to that one.
The
Dark Knight Rises.
It's the third in the trilogy.
And the people think this is the worst one in the trilogy. I have to disagree.
I think it's the second.
Yeah, it's
the middle.
I think it's better than Batman Begins. I love Bane.
I don't
so
like
much.
It's so cringy though when he's
it's
just
supposed
no,
to be.
No, it's
though.
Not though. It shouldn't be.
It is.
Hello.
It's excellent.
I am going to hurt you, Batman.
It's
so stupid.
I really like it, especially when he takes off his mask at the end.
When he kills him, when he dies,
yeah.
Okay. There's one thing that bothered me about this when they added Talia al Ghul.
Why?
That was so
That's
dumb.
Sick, dude.
No, Talia al Ghul is just, no.
That my favorite
Not
part.
Not only that, but, like...
My favorite part was the one in the pit, and they have to, like, jump to get out of there.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing ever. No. It is kind of amazing.
They did Talia al Ghul wrong. I'm not saying that I don't like Talia al Ghul. I'm just saying they did her wrong.
But no. The best part about it was that was, like, Batman without, like, his suit and gadgets being Batman and jumping up there, no fear, no rope, because, like,
okay,
that's what
that
guy said.
That's the whole point, is that Batman shouldn't have fear, which is, like, the point is that he should have fear, I mean.
Right, no, that's what I meant.
He needs to fear death.
Because if he fears death, then, like, it gives your adrenaline jump higher.
Yeah.
That's actually science, too.
It is.
That's just a thing.
It is true, yes.
It's seriously so cool.
It is a really good movie. Definitely not the best. Also, they did Robin bad. They did it so awful.
He's not in it.
He is.
It's not Robin, though.
They literally call his name Robin. It's the cringiest shit.
His name's Robin to reference it. His name's not Dick Grayson.
Or, no. But that's the whole point. It's Tim stupid. Drake. It's so stupid that they did that.
No, because it's not Robin. He's just part of the police force. He's not even Robin. No, but
the whole point is that it's supposed to be Robin. Like, if you're not going to make him Robin, then why call him Robin? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because it's a reference.
No, it's stupid. It is stupid.
No, it's not. Stupid. It's not.
Leia, do you agree with me?
That sounds kind of stupid.
No. It's stupid. If you watch it, it's good.
Nope. And then when he becomes Batman, that's just... No, why? Like, why? Ooh. Robin, he becomes Batman.
I don't remember that.
It's at the very end. He goes into the Batcave. Because you think that Bruce is dead.
Oh, right, but he's not.
That was actually a good callback. Because it's foreshadowing. Because in that one scene where Alfred's saying that he always thought that he would turn around and he would see Bruce.
Yeah.
But he never did. But then in the last scene when the guy turns around and it is Bruce, it's just awesome. It's just good. Anne Hathaway sucks.
She does not suck.
She's not good Catwoman.
She's a fine Catwoman.
No, she's a bad Catwoman.
She's not bad.
No, she's a bad Catwoman.
Okay, let me have an opinion.
No, she's a good actress. Bad Catwoman.
I actually, she was fine. I didn't love it, but I think she was fine.
I think he was bad. Okay, right.
We went on to three bangers of movies to maybe the worst.
I'm going to go on a rant about this Batman.
It's stupid.
Okay. No. Okay.
He's so bulky. Okay. Just in the poster, he's so bulky.
Okay. Everything.
Can't even
This is Batman versus Superman, if you couldn't tell. That's why we're ripping on it.
Okay, okay.
Because it sucks.
Okay.
You can't even get the words out.
It's just that bad. Look at his costume.
Okay, wait, what's the director's name again?
It's so bold.
What can I ever think of his name?
I know the costume sucks.
I don't remember.
Oh, why can't I think of... It's the guy that made Justice League.
Yeah. Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder! I hate you!
Okay.
No! No! No!
You should.
No! You should. No! No! Listen to me!
No, you shouldn't say that after his daughter killed herself.
This was before... Okay?
Fine, but...
No, I still hate you. No.
Okay, no, was not before.
Yes, it was. It was during the filming of Justice League
that happened. Yeah, because Justice League came out, right after.
No, not right after. 2 years after.
No, Justice League was 2016. This was also 2015.
This was 2015.
That's definitely 2 years, Jackson.
Okay, it was 1 year, I think. Then. It doesn't matter, okay? Look. Ty, let me talk, please.
Let him...
Go.
I hate you, Zack Snyder. For one reason. No. Yes. I'll put it to one reason. Look, you do not understand Batman if you give Batman guns. If you give Batman a gun, not only that, but when he mows down like 20 people, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. Okay? Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal, okay? But... I was talking to Ty, by the way. Because this is definitely a big deal.
2017 or
so. Okay, see, I'm still right. Yeah. It's a year later, so.
Okay. Anyway.
Batman's two biggest rules are what, Ty?
No guns. No killing.
And what does Batman do in the Zack Snyder films?
Guns. Killing.
Exactly. You know you don't understand Batman. Look, here's what they did, right? They put Deadshot into a Batman costume. Or Deathstroke into a Batman costume.
But he's so bulky.
Yeah, it's not even good. Also, just real quick, Superman's awful. Okay, the actor does a good job.
Yeah,
okay,
Cavill's a great Superman. Here's
another thing that bothers me about Zack Snyder's take on the characters. Superman is a symbol of hope. Symbol of peace. He is a happy go-getter guy. He is... Like, he's a happy dude.
He's super.
And what did Zack Snyder do and say? Like, what did he say he was going to do with Superman? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
What did he do with him? He made him depressed. He made him, like, this evil, like, looking and sounding guy. He made Superman dark when Superman is supposed to be the symbol of peace. Do you know why they created comic books and they created Superman?
To peace.
No.
Peace.
To be a symbol of hope. In the world.
The same thing.
It is not... Peace and hope are very different things.
No.
Yeah, they are.
But, Superman was supposed to be a symbol of hope. And yet, what did he do? He turned him into the exact opposite.
Also, when you think that one guy is the Joker, but he's actually Lex Luthor.
Oh, they did Lex Luthor bad too. I forgot about that. Yeah. That was awful. That was really bad. That was really, really bad.
This movie just sucks.
Literally, everything is bad. It's boring. It's sad. Like, as in, like...
That's a good thing.
No, not sad.
Well, it can be a good thing.
No, I'm saying sad isn't, like, it made me cry because of how awful it was.
Just, this is awful.
It is just awful. It's not good. It is not good.
Yeah.
The bat suit also doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
How is he getting shot at and yet taking it from this, like, literally, like, spandex suit, basically?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Nothing about it makes sense.
Yeah.
It looks bad, too.
Not good.
Any the way... That is all the live action.
Nope.
Wait,
Robert Pattinson.
My bad.
But we already talked about it.
Go check out part
one. Okay, wait. What will you rate Batman v Superman?
Like a 2.
A 2.
I'll give
that's
it a 1.
Generous.
No, I'm going to give it a 1.
Yeah, that's
it's
a 1.
It's so bad. It is awful.
Dark Knight's a 10. Dark Knight Rises is a 9.
Yeah. No, I'll give Dark Knight Rises an 8.
No, because Batman Begins is an 8. Batman Begins is not a 7. Batman Begins is pretty damn good.
It's my opinion, Ty.
Yeah, Ty.
Let me have it.
My bad.
Okay, now we're getting into the real stuff. We're getting into the Batman animated stuff.
The real stuff. Literally, not
okay.
Technically, but
to
okay.
Begin, Batman Year One. Have you seen this movie?
No.
It's good.
Okay,
I'll
moving on.
I'll give it a 4. No, not a 4. Why am I saying 4? 6. No, 7. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. Batman, Mask of Phantasm.
This is one of the greatest Batman movies.
I knew Ty was going to...
For no reason.
Good. It's actually really
it's
good.
It's so freaking good.
Yes.
It's just... Oh, the twist is so good.
Go into detail, Ty.
So, basically... I don't remember a ton of it. I just remember loving it. But the animation's beautiful because, of course, it's Batman Animated Series.
Yes.
And it's a spinoff of that.
Yes.
But it's the Mask of Phantasm, of the Phantasm. But the twist was, mm-hmm. It was, what's her name? Is the Mask of the Phantasm. I forgot her name.
Karen.
Yeah, Karen. Karen, quote-unquote Karen, not the real character's name. But she turns out to be the Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah.
And it's a cool twist. And it's just so well done. It's just it's seriously a genuinely fun... An interesting Batman story, just as good as some of the live action ones.
8 out of 10.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Batman Under the Red Hood. Have you seen this?
I have not.
It is very good. So it's because it's based off of obviously Death in the Family.
Right.
It's about Red Hood. Very good.
Red Hood.
There's this new one, and it's not new. It's only on DVD, right? And it's, like, one of those choose-your-own things, like, choose what happens in the story,
mm-hmm.
And you decide what happens to, like, and, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really good, and it was fun to see all the possible outcomes.
Yeah,
and
all
right. Anyways, but it's a good movie.
Cool.
I would definitely recommend.
How many anime movies are there?
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Have you seen all of them?
Yes.
Wow.
I am a Batman stand.
See, so like to give you a reference, some people Batman movies ranked boot number one is Dark Knight. This is before the Batman. Number two is Batman: The Mask of the Phantasm.
Yes,
it's that good. Number three is like Joker.
Joker's
Batman
not
Begins,
a Batman movie.
Dark Knight Rises. Well, yeah, it's
it is not
the
well,
first.
They have Bruce Wayne in it. It's not a Batman
too much
movie.
Much of Bruce Wayne.
They have
it's
way
a
too.
Joker
the
movie.
Lego Batman movie is so freaking high, bro.
Cause it's a good movie. I
Lay's gonna talk about that in a sec. Okay,
I will.
Anyways. Batman Under the Red Hood, I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. Batman Gotham Knight, have you seen this one? Didn't think so.
No, I haven't
seen I'm not going to go movies. Too much into detail. It's just another like good Batman story. I'll give that one a 6.5 out of 10. Batman and Mr. Freeze, Sub-Zero, have you seen this one?
No.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10. Batman Mystery of the Batwoman, have you seen this one?
No.
Could you guess what it's about?
Catwoman!
Batwoman.
My
You're
bad.
Stupid.
Wait, that's why I said Catwoman.
You literally... You messed up the easiest thing. It's... I literally said Mystery of the Batwoman.
And
you said
Catwoman.
Dumb.
Listen, I couldn't hear.
Okay. It's about Batwoman.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Batman, Assault on Arkham. Have you seen this one?
Does he assault people?
No, it's just like Harley.
That's Quinn. A Batman I want a movie I want to see. Zack Snyder, if you're listening, have Batman assault people.
Just Batman goes up to random civilians and just like punches them in the face. And just goes, I'm vengeance. That's the kind of movie I want to watch.
Yeah,
dude, it's just like 10 minutes long.
Make that
Batman
Batman
just goes up to like 20 people and you're just like, ba ba ba, I'm vengeance. That'd be beautiful. I'm vengeance.
10 out of 10 movie right there.
10 out of 10.
Batman the Killing Joke. Have you seen this one? Tell me you've seen
I've
this
seen
one.
A little bit of it. I
it is,
need to
it's
watch
really
it.
Good. There's it's wait. Really cool okay, so the whole Killing Joke. It is one of the most famous Batman comic books of all time because it is what now fans call and writers call the definitive Joker origin story. It is about a struggling comic. Well, like, it's not about just Joker, but because it's about, anyways, the origin of Joker in this comic book and movie is a struggling comic get like to pay money for his wife's hospital bill. He works for the Red Hood gang, which is just a gang of bad dudes that rob places. And he's, because he worked at Ace Chemicals, and so he's going to go, like, steal information from them. And then Batman shows up. Oh, wait, before that, his wife dies. And so then he, but he still has to go because he made a deal to the Red Hood gang. And then he goes, and then Batman finds him, and he beats him up, and then he accidentally pushes him into the vat of acid, which, like, distorts...
The vat of acid?
Are you dying of dementia?
Shut up.
Why Rick and Morty?
Which distorts his face, and it makes him, like, in a permanent smile, makes his hair green, everything, all that. Makes him the Joker. And so he's trying to prove to Batman and Jim Gordon that one bad day can make somebody go crazy. And so what he's trying to do... So the first thing that he does is he shoots Barbara Gordon, Jim Gordon's
daughter.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
He shoots her. And so that's when she becomes Oracle. That's when she becomes Oracle because she's in the wheelchair after that. Anyways, so he shoots her and then he kidnaps Jim, puts him in this like torture roller coaster. So like he's butt naked and he's like, he has to like see pictures that Joker took of Barbara after he shot her because like he... Anyways, and then he, like, sends him, like, through this roller coaster of, like, crazy stuff and whatever. And in the meantime, Batman is trying to, like, save Jim. And in this movie, it... there's one this one part about the movie that is just annoying. And it is that it's one of the movies where they ship Barbara Gordon with Batman. So
why is that dumb?
Because Barbara is 20... Batman is 40. So one, he's twice her age. Two, oh my. This is the girl that his adopted son dated. He is basically like a father figure. It is his best friend's daughter. It is like, there's nothing right about
it's 'cause Batman's
Barbara.
Not a good person.
No. There's nothing right about that. And the whole first part of the movie is like a Batman, is a Batgirl story, and it's just weird. It's just it's basically like Barbara's in love with her teacher. It's kind of gross. Everything about the beginning of the movie is just bad.
Okay.
But then it gets into like the actual Killing Joke stuff, and then it's actually pretty good. So I liked it. I'd give it a 7. No, I'll give it a 6.5 out of 10. I'm lowering it just because of the Barbara X. Batman thing. It's just, it's
alrighty.
Gross. Batman Bad Blood. Have you seen this one?
Nope.
It has Nightwing in it. It's the costumes in it look really cool.
Okay.
It's got Batwoman in it. It's also
go watch these good. On HBO Max.
Yeah, they're all on HBO Max. It's I'll give it a
let's
6.
Watch the Lego Batman movie.
Batman Bad Blood. Have you seen this one?
No. You just went over Batman Bad Blood.
I mean Batman versus Robin.
No.
Can you guess what it's about?
Does Batman fight Catwoman?
Absolutely.
What?
No, Batman fights Robin. Son of Batman.
This
is an atrocity.
Anime.
Stop talking about anime. I know you guys are bored right now, but holy shit. What in the hell?
When you find stuff on Twitter.
Don't go on Twitter unless you're 18 years or older.
Okay,
kids.
Shut up. Okay. I need you to...
Oh my gosh.
Son of Batman is...
It's about the son of Batman.
So Talia al Ghul and Bruce Wayne make intercourse.
What?
Right? And they have
Damien. When you make intercourse.
Okay, so he is a test tube baby as well. And so he's in there for like a couple months, and then he just like all of a sudden is like 4 years old, and then he has like rapid aging because of the pit, the Lazarus pit. And there's nothing right about Damian Wayne. And not only that, but then he is like future Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also not right.
Mm-hmm.
Because like anyone else should be Batman besides Damian, because Damian just sucks. If you want more information about why Damian sucks, go to
VInfuso's.
No. Go to VInfuso. He's a YouTuber. Watch his video.
By the way, by any of these
this podcast is sponsored by HBO Max.
No, it's not. But HBO, if Max, if you want.
Like, you know, just you know, hook us up maybe a little.
Maybe. Just a little.
We wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but Son of Batman, I'll give it a 2 out of 10. It's just not a good movie. Batman Gotham by Gaslight. This one's actually pretty good.
Haven't seen it.
It's about Batman fighting Jack the Ripper and trying to find him.
Oh, that's the one you were telling us about.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's like set in like way back when. The costumes are really good in this movie because like it's animated.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
But like the design of Batman, it's okay. Supposed to make him look like an old timey detective.
That's cool.
And it's really cool. It's a good movie.
Cool.
But. There's not much to talk about. It's Batman fighting Jack the Ripper, and yeah.
I actually know a lot about like Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
I know all the theories on who it was because they still haven't figured that out.
Yeah, it's one of the unsolved mysteries.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll give this one I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
All right. Moving on.
Batman vs. Dracula.
What the hell?
So, the Batman is a show. About Batman.
I looked
Batman.
Up horror on HBO Max, and that popped up, so...
You looked up horror on HBO Max?
Yeah.
That is a joke, right?
No, like...
Okay, so the Batman, it's actually a pretty good show. I don't know why it's not even on this list, so I'm going to talk about it real quick. It's not one of the best Batman animated shows, but it's not bad.
Okay.
There's also this game that was on Friv.
Okay.
About Batman.
Yes!
It was really good. It's good. Anyways.
No, but legit, I looked up horror because I wanted to watch a horror movie on HBO Max, and... Batman versus Dracula.
It's a kind of cringy movie, because it's Batman
versus Dracula. It's what you'd expect.
It's kind of cringe.
Batman Hush. Tell me you. Haven't
oh,
seen
I know
this movie.
Hush. I know the character.
But you haven't seen the movie.
No, I have not.
I'm gonna cry. This is just Jaxton talks about Batman.
Yeah.
That is what this episode should be labeled as.
Yeah.
Batman. Jaxton talks about Batman.
Episode 2. Jaxton talks about Batman.
That is all. No, Batman, Hush is, it's about Batman and Hush. Do you know the story of Hush, Leia?
No.
Hush is I can't remember his name, but he was one of Bruce's friends when he was young. He killed his parents, so he could inherit their money when he was like 10.
Got creepy, but
And then he became a plastic surgeon, and so he's super rich, and then he changed his face so he could look like Bruce Wayne. And I can't remember the exact reason why, but then he becomes a Batman villain. Anyways, it's a good movie. I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. Okay, Leia, it is your time.
Finally, it is my time.
Go. The Lego Batman movie.
It's such a good movie.
It's not bad.
I hate you two for not liking it.
It's just not great.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, shut it.
Okay. It's shut.
Thank you. Okay, it's so perfect because, first off, the Lego movie, it was a good movie already. Okay, I just liked the Lego movie. It was the peak of humor. In 2014, right? That's when it came out, right? 2014?
Uh-huh.
2016.
But it was the peak of humor. And then they made the Lego Batman movie. And I was like, I was worried. Because, you know, the Lego movie was already, like, pretty funny. So I didn't know how they would beat that. But I also knew I loved Batman in the Lego movie. So I was pretty excited. So I watched it. And it was a masterpiece. It was beautiful. I have no complaints of this movie. First off, it showed Batman and Joker's relationship pretty well for a children's movie. Because it was funny, and it still showed it pretty well how Batman needs Joker and Joker needs Batman. It showed that.
But in like a... a kid kind of
way. In a kid kind of way, and in a funny kind of way. It was great. And
it's so bizarre how Lego is just this weird phenomenon. But, like, because, like, they're just toys, right?
Yeah.
But then they get, like, now they have, like, movies, and it's just weird. Like, it's weird that there's on this list is a Lego movie.
It was a good movie.
It's like, but it's like weird because it's just like a toy company that became movie.
It was still a good movie.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
It was a great movie. Now, also orphans sing Michael Jackson.
That was beautiful.
Which is amazing. It was great. Oh, I just
change for once in my life.
And now there is Barbara Gordon and Batman romance in it, but there's no. Yeah.
Well, but it's different.
It's
though.
Different
they changed
too.
It, so they're the same age.
They're the same age, so it's not creepy, and it's also kind of a one-sided romance. It's just Batman going Barbara the whole time. It's pretty great. It's pretty funny.
It's child humor.
Exactly.
When I was a kid, I liked it, but now
I still
I'm a man.
Love it. I
now
don't
I'm
care.
A man.
I don't care. Go back to your child self.
Make
Jeez.
Me.
Those were the good years. Now, and then there's also like the whole Batman works alone. That's shown really well in this movie.
But
and like how
that's just not really a Batman thing.
Well, no, it's shown a lot like how Batman's not really great at accepting help.
Yeah.
And
it's
shown
just,
pretty well in this movie.
But like that's just That stereotype of Batman started with this movie.
It's a good stereotype. It makes sense.
It makes sense for him.
It does.
It's just, like, in the entire history of the comics, it doesn't show up that much, is what I'm saying. So it's like, it's just...
Jackson.
But
the things can change, and they don't have to be exact to the comics.
I didn't say that it was bad. I just said that it's just
But it
not...
makes sense for Batman. If you think about Batman's character, he'd probably be somebody who wouldn't like accepting help because
also,
of
Also,
Tom,
why is that always your excuse? Things can change.
Because they can.
I dropped a lightsaber.
Because they can.
The Lego Batman movie is a masterpiece. I consider it the best Batman movie ever.
That is just not true.
Because I loved it. It was beautiful. It had great humor.
Also Will Arnett.
Oh, so true.
And it was just beautiful. And he quoted Michael Jackson at the beginning, but then he changed it to his quote. Because Batman's
also,
a narcissist.
Batman
it's
with
great.
Nine abs.
Yes!
The nine abs
Yes!
Joke.
The nine
That's
abs
That's just a classic
joke.
Now.
It's so good. It's...
Get better, Batman. I have 10.
Shut up! It's so good. It's so good. I love
the Lego
Batman.
It's not even a joke,
movie.
But that's the funny thing about it.
It's so good. I love the Lego Batman movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything to say about the Lego Batman movie?
It's been a while.
I don't remember,
Yeah, rewatch it, jerks.
It's not bad.
Watch it.
It's not great.
Watch.
How dare you?
It's just true.
No, it's not. You're not right. You're not right.
Yeah, Jackson, you're not right.
You're just not right here. Sorry, your opinion's trash.
Okay, I'll take your opinion on that.
Thank you.
I'll believe you. Hold on, I'm just trying to pick this up with my foot. There you go. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to skip that one because it's just a Batman and Superman movie, which doesn't matter. Batman or Harley Quinn?
Wait, I haven't rated.
Oh, that's my bad play.
Okay, I would rate it... What are you showing me? I would rate it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 would I recommend?
Yes, 10 out of 10 would recommend, would watch again. I cried to that movie.
10 out of 10? Did you actually cry?
As a child, yeah, I did cry to that
That's
movie.
Guys, I cried at the Penguins movie when I was a kid.
I think I did too.
Why?
I was a child.
It was kind of sad.
Good.
It was actually pretty funny.
It was sad.
It's not that good though.
Okay.
I'm not wrong.
Jackson, you give the you guys give your rating.
I'll give it a 7.
I don't remember.
That's better than most of the things on this.
I can't give it. I can't give it a rating. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what. Like from what I remember, it's just like very child humor. Like as now, like back then, yes, I loved that movie. But now, like looking at it now, at the age I'm at, like it's not just that. I can't, it's, like, I watch Backyardigans still, because that show's just fire.
So is Phineas and Ferb.
Yes, but, like, this show is just not, it's good.
It's fire.
It's just not
it's
great.
It's still fire. You need to rewatch it. I can't.
I probably
believe.
Do.
You
it's
do.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
You do.
Next movie, or show, it's a movie, I guess. Batman and Harley Quinn. This movie is just fan service. You
Most
see,
Most things with
Harley
Quinn Harley are.
Quinn ass.
Most things with Harley
there
Quinn
There is
are.
Harley Quinn making love to Dick Grayson.
Yes, I do remember that, that scene.
Is, what?
So it's
it,
not
it
good.
Wasn't technically.
She's tickling him.
It's tickling.
She's tickling him in her underwear. She's in her underwear. Yeah. He's in his underwear, and she's tickling
him. Yep.
Why?
That was the scene.
It's just a fan service movie. There's an entire like, I'm not even kidding. There's a minute and 30-second scene dedicated to Harley Quinn ripping cheeks, like, farting. It's so nice. Bad. No, it is the cringiest shit you've ever seen. It is so bad. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
It's so bad.
No, it's so bad. 10 out of 10.
Jackson, it's awful. The original Batman. Oh, it's pretty good. 5 out of 10. Harley Quinn. It's so bad. 5 out of 10.
It's so bad, but like Harley's ass.
Like, oh, it's so terrible. 5.
It's so bad. No, I'll give it a 3. It's not good.
All
right. Batman Ninja. This is actually a really good movie. I'm not even kidding. It's like an anime.
It's
Batman anime.
Ninja. I'm not kidding. It's like Batman anime, but it's actually.
You didn't like
Teen Titans Go to Tokyo?
Jackson,
I
thought you didn't like anime.
I don't like anime, but this isn't like really anime. It's
why
just in that
like
kind
anime?
Of style.
Why don't you like anime though?
I don't know. It's just like all the time. It's just
what animes are you watching?
I think I've only seen My
Hero. Yeah, you have no opinion here.
Okay, but I just didn't like it that much. SMH. So it's like, watch I'm allowed
anime.
To have an opinion.
No, you're not.
I just don't like anime that much.
No, you're not. Just kidding. Just kidding, Jackson. Okay. You're allowed to have opinions.
I accidentally closed out of that again. I keep on doing that. I'm just not very smart.
It's okay, though. We still
Batman Ninja. That if you like, the art style is actually really good. It's pretty good. I'll give it a 6.5.
It's so bad. 5. It's actually good. 6.5.
Jackson's
rating system effed up.
I gave Harley Quinn a 3.
But first you gave it a 5.
Well, but then I realized that was way too high.
It was because you were thinking about Harley Quinn.
No cap.
Just like...
Batman The Dark Knight Returns. Good comic book, bad adaptation.
All right.
Great.
Next one.
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
Batman vs. Two-Face. This is based on the original like Batman TV show, like the 70s, I mean like the 60s and 70s TV show. So do with that what you will. Not great. Oh, the Batman is on this list. The Batman.
Oh.
I'll give it a 6 out of 10. The show.
The show.
Batman Beyond, Ty.
Okay! Everybody drop their shit.
I'm gonna talk
it's
about it first.
Time.
I'm gonna talk about it first. I'm just gonna talk about it first. Just, to rub it in your face.
Alright.
I watched this show as a kid on my little Kindle.
Your little Kindle?
My turn.
No.
Not
done. It is a good show. There was effort to make spin-offs off of this show, just not very well. What
is that, your birthmark?
No, it's not a birthmark. I'm probably bruised right there.
Guys, I want to talk about this.
No,
so bad.
I know, and I'm wasting your time.
Oh my gosh, you really are wasting his time.
I know.
Thank you.
What was it? Oh, okay. So the whole point, the good thing about the show is that there was many attempts to recreate the magic of Batman the Animated Series, and this didn't capture Batman the Animated Series, but it was the best the best thing to come after that, and it's just a good show.
Hey, Ty.
This show is so fire.
It actually is.
Seriously? Okay, the idea that Batman gets old and retires and handed it to like a young Robin-ish kind of character to be Batman, turn off the lightsaber, young man.
But it's
1, 2, 3.
You slapped me before you said 3.
Okay.
What's your
so this show is so good. The costume of Batman Beyond. It's just so
it's
sick.
Actually pretty good.
It's so freaking cool looking. And the show's great. What's even better is the movie about the Joker.
Oh, that is so good.
It's so dark. They made the rating PG-13 after the show was PG.
Yeah.
Because it was so dark.
The show should
dark.
Not have been PG, though. It was dark a lot of the time.
But seriously, this movie
is maybe the best Joker content besides like besides like the Killing Joke and Dark Knight. This is up there.
Guys, shut up.
This is, guys, this is some of the best Joker content since like Dark Knight and the Killing Joke and stuff. It's just so freaking good.
It actually is really good.
It's so good. It's got Harley Quinn too.
10 out of 10.
Harley 10 out of 10.
It's Harley. It's Harley Quinn's nieces.
Harley Quinn in it. 10 out of 10.
Harley Quinn in it.
10 out of 10.
And the animation's beautiful. Just the show is just excellent.
All right, next one. I'm done about ranting on Batman Beyond.
No, no, no. That's it on the list. Batman the Animated Series.
Batman the Animated Series and Batman the Brave and the Bold. Let us also go. Let me go on a rant for like another 10 minutes.
I really honestly want to talk about these two. These are my childhood.
These are the greatest shows ever. Seriously, the Batman animated shows are so good. All three of them. They're so good.
Like the big Batman.
Yeah, like Batman Beyond, Batman Animated Series, and Batman
Brave and
the Bold.
I'm going to give all of these 10 out of
10. Absolutely.
No, they are amazing.
Well, some of my favorite episodes of Batman the Brave and the Bold is the Music Meister episode.
Dude, just liked the music.
It's so good. It's a two-part episode about the Music Meister.
Music Man!
Yeah. It's so good.
I hated that musical.
Music Man's terrible. Music Meister, though. Mwah. He gets Batman to sing at the end with Black Canary.
That's actually true.
It's so great. Funny. It's awesome.
One of my favorite Batman the Brave and the Bold episodes.
Also, one of the greatest episodes is Owlman.
Or just go... One of the right, or just talk right... Right... in just like... Interrupt me, I guess.
So, no, I said
no,
yes.
Just interrupt me.
One, another great episode
just, or
is...
Or just interrupt me.
Another...
No! Let me speak. My favorite Batman the Brave and the Bold episode is the one where Batman and Joker have to team up. And,
yes.
And they
what's this one do?
What?
Joker's in the car. What's this one do?
Yeah.
What's this one do? He's pushing all the buttons. What's this one do?
It's so funny.
Seriously,
they team up.
Oh, it's so
and
good.
Also the parallel universe Batmans.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna talk. Owlman, the Owlman episodes. Yeah.
Okay, but my second favorite one is the Black Tiger.
Yeah.
That is a really good episode.
Seriously, somebody, yeah, that's such a good one.
Where, like, you learn, like, the Batman the Brave and the Bold Batman's origin story. That's good. Everything about the Batman shows were good.
And I love, Plastic Man in
Plastic
that.
Plastic Man is so funny.
He's so freaking
He's
funny.
Awesome.
Plastic Man is incredible.
Hold on, you had the DVD, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blue Beetle.
Yeah, Blue Beetle.
People, it was freaking awesome. And what's his name? Kanjar Rowe. He's the guy with the gray and the bug eyes, like the bug orangey eyes. The Blue Beetle fights Kanjar Rowe.
Yeah.
And they're on that planet. No, the best episode is the Death Race.
Yes,
dude.
Okay, it's not the best, but it's good.
Good.
Okay, but
with
Owlman, that
with Mongol, the big guy.
Yeah,
Mongol.
No, but what?
Owlman. Owlman. The Owlman episodes have Red Hood.
I had a bag.
The Owlman episodes have Red Hood.
But not like Red Hood. That's the Joker.
Well, Red Hood.
It's no. It's the Joker with the Killing Joke origin story.
That's seriously so good.
It's
though.
Really good, yeah. And Owlman in like it's a cool character.
Yeah.
All of like the evil versions of them are cool characters.
Your cuticles are pushed back. That's what I was proud of.
Oh, that's all on purpose.
Ty.
What? I don't need to push back my cuticles.
It's because I do this a lot. It's
I'm proud.
It's not. It's because it feels good.
Exactly.
I hate it. It does
I'm
not
proud
feel
of you.
Good.
It's not because like I want to push my cuticles back. Anyways,
it's a good habit.
Batman the
I'm
Animated Series.
This one is
moments.
So good, bro.
There's a lot of good moments.
The animation specifically was a huge step up for its time.
Well, did you know that they animated? Like
Animated on black paper.
Yeah, and
it's
cell animation. The original, like, where you animate it frame by frame, hand-drawn animation. And they did it on black paper, so then it looks darker.
Yeah,
when
so
it.
What they would do is they just use, like, yeah, it's just a genius. It's genius.
Yeah, not only that, but the music in that show.
Yeah, it's
like, the theme
so
song
good.
Of that show became,
the intro?
Batman Da-na. Theme song.
Like, the intro?
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. I remember dancing to that.
It is.
It's like, I remember dancing to that when I was like two. See, that's why I've loved Batman forever. When I was like two, I watched Batman Animated Series and Batman the Brave and the Bold. Like every day. And I called Batman Dada and Joker and Robin.
Why'd you call Batman Dada?
Dodden.
You thought he was your dad?
No, I just called Dada. And then I called Robin.
That's actually how the intro goes.
Yeah, it's so good though.
And the Lego Batman.
Sorry, this isn't movies, but Lego Batman is a 10 out of 10 game, bro.
Yes, sir.
We don't have a game podcast yet.
Yet. It'll happen.
It will happen.
Check out.
I don't want to promise. I don't want to promise.
We're
going to
have food podcasts.
Check out.
Food theory. And that's just a theory.
Guys, do you like mobile games?
No. Okay, I'm doing the outro this time.
No, we're not even done.
We're just kidding.
No, we're kind of done.
No, we're not. I have Gotham to talk about. Gotham is technically not a Batman show. It's more of a Jim Gordon show, but it is beautiful. I'm just going to say I highly recommend it. Please watch it. Please. It deserves all the love because it is an amazing yet underrated show. That is my favorite Joker of all time in that show. Anyways.
I think that now we're done. I'm now doing the outro.
No. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
minute. That's dumb. I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, please do.
Anyway.
Drink your water.
Get plenty of rest.
Eat your vegetables and your fruits. Gotta have a healthy diet. Make sure you eat enough protein. Gotta get swole. Just kidding. You don't have to, because I love you either way. I hope you have a good night. I hope you get some good rest. And I, well, if you're having a bad day, then here's a kiss to make you feel better, too. It was a wet one.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Bye.
And cut.
Nope.
Check out our video game channel.
No, it's
we're going to actually start doing that soon.
We actually will.
I'm serious about this. Right now. Let's make a deal. No. We're going to do it. We're going to do
it. Not right now. It's I don't want
to
do it right now.
Yeah. I didn't say right now, but I'm saying we're going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay, fine. It will happen. It's going to happen.
Right now, just be on the lookout for that, because it will be coming soon.
You need to think of a name for it.
Indeed. Anyways, I love you. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And cut.